Jesus says here, in some ways, in the widow he sees himself, right? In the widow he sees himself. He saw these wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury. You know, they used coins, and the coins, you knew how much they were worth based on their different sizes. So here's a wealthier person who's putting in more money. You hear the difference inside of this metal collection thing, how large the coin is, just by the sound it makes when it hits the rest of it. And you hear also then the very small coins that the widow here puts in when her coins go in there. But Jesus commends her. He commends her, not those who are wealthier, not those who put in more money, but he commends her because he says, out of her poverty, she has offered, here we read, her whole livelihood. Really, it's her whole life is what that says. From her poverty, she has offered her whole life. Now, isn't that exactly what Jesus does? That he becomes poor, although he is rich. We read that in St. Paul, that Jesus Christ, for our sake, though he was rich, he became poor, so that through his poverty, you might become rich. Jesus, in becoming one of us, enters into a great poverty. And from that poverty, he gives us his whole life. So he sees the widow doing the same thing. And there, that's an example for us. What does God want from us? He wants our whole life. He wants our whole heart. Today we celebrate this feast of the presentation of the Blessed Mary in the temple. It's a feast that we don't find in the scriptures. It's a feast that comes to us from tradition of a story of Mary's parents bringing her to the temple and making an offering of her, presenting her in the temple, making an offering of her to God, dedicating her to God. So her parents make an offering of her, their whole life, their whole love in their daughter. They make that offering of her to God. Mary herself makes that offering of her whole life to God by saying yes at that moment of the Annunciation. We have these great and beautiful examples in Jesus, in Mary, in the saints, of what it means, of what it looks like to give our whole life to God. And indeed, that's what he wants. You remember sometimes in our Eucharistic prayers, in our prayers at Mass, we have somewhere in there these phrases, right? May he make of us an eternal offering to you, right? That's what we want God to make of us, that our whole lives, our whole hearts, our whole focus, our whole concern is on him, is on his love. We pray for that today through the example of Jesus, through the example of this holy widow in the gospel, through the example of the Blessed Mother, our Mother Mary, that we can too make this offering of our whole lives, our whole selves to God.